Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here we go. Welcome to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Fridays, for the first hour, I get a chance to hang out with you. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. We're going to start this hour off with a very special guest. I don't recall ever getting the honor to talk to my next guest, so this is a first for me. A great biographer, a historian, Lord Conrad Black, is joining the conversation. He's got we're calling it an ambitious project, the Political and Strategic History of the World, Volume 1. There's a lot there, man. That's a heavy title, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. And you're right, it is. It's a heavy title, but my theory is, and the reason I'm doing it, is that I think you can put it all out there, not in excruciating detail, but in meaningful outlines, so it's got a shape to it, and in readable form by particularly emphasizing dramatic events and especially flamboyant personalities in three volumes, each of about 1,000 words. And I'm 3/4 of the way through the second volume now, which will get us up almost to the American Revolution. But look, the history of the world is a lot of history, but this makes no pretense to covering all of sociology and culture and various other human activities. We're really talking about how people develop from clans and tribes into coherent government, and how government developed and relations between governments developed, and it's not just a chronology, in 214 BC so and so was elected consul or something. It follows the developments and influential personalities. In general, I think that people make history, and it's made by the most eminent personalities. And this book, the four people on the jacket of the book, on the front of it, are Moses, Socrates, Alexander the Great, and Julius Caesar. Now, they weren't my choices, but they're representative choices, and they are all influential today in what they did then.
So it doesn't go all the way back to when God says, let there be light. It picks up somewhere.
I only go back as far as what is verifiable history.
Okay. Sure.
I don't get into archaeology very much. I don't get into folklore very much. Just what you can verify. And then in the sort of Old Testament era, I do point out this is what the Old Testament says, but at various points I mentioned that this has to be handled with caution. It's a matter of faith and not deducible fact, you see.
Oh, so where do you pick it up, though? Where does it begin?
Well, when it becomes accurate, I mean, genuinely a summary of what happened.
Oh, but is there a date?
In the case of Mesopotamia and the ancient Jews, about 2000 BC, in the case of the Egyptians, slightly before then, and all of the others come a bit after.
Okay.
And, it's initially focused on the Middle East. I'm not getting into what happened elsewhere. The other founding places are India and China. I start them at also in the second millennium BC, and then you collect them all together and take them forward, and this volume gets us up to the death of the emperor, the first emperor Augustus, which you know, he was the head of an amazing empire that had been built out of all this savagery and primitiveness. In those days, you could get a letter from Rome to what is now Istanbul in about the same time as it takes now, unless you use a courier. You know, you could travel from what is now Lisbon to Istanbul perfectly safely on the roads that the Romans built. It was an amazing empire.
Lord Conrad Black is our guest, the Political and Strategic History of the World, Volume 1. As he was saying earlier, there are going to be three volumes. This one takes us up to the Revolutionary War, right? That's what you said?
No, this one takes us up to the death of the Emperor Augustus
in
14 AD. The second one that I'm working on now, I'm right at this time, I'm actually up to Queen Elizabeth in the time of Shakespeare.
Gotcha.
And Henry IV in France, but I'll get it up to almost the American Revolution.
Okay.
But so we brought it a long way forward here. I know, again, prior to starting on this, I thought if you were talking about, you know, Henry V and, you know, once more into the breach and so forth, you were not only in the Middle Ages, you were just an absurdly long time ago, and everything that happened prior to that you could summarize in 50 pages, but that's not quite how it happened. And I think it is very interesting how we got where we are, and a lot of it is from a very long time ago.
How do you bring it all together? I mean, are you weaving stories about each of these individuals or these specific events? And
I use some basic texts like the Cambridge Ancient History and the Cambridge Medieval History and so on, where you get, in the case of those two series, you've got 20 volumes of about 800 pages each, and they put out all the known facts. And, I take it from there, and of course the bibliography is immense for Cambridge. I don't put all that stuff in. I only put in things that are actual quotes or where there's any contention about it, and you put in a reference. But the most history is generally agreed upon. And then all historians have the right to a bit of interpretation, and I do mine too. But if it's speculative, I identify it as such.
I know.
It's the gap we're missing in journalism today.
Yes.
The one I used to enforce when I was in that business and owned newspapers is between reporting and comment. Well, here, as I tried to do when I was a newspaper publisher, you make a clear distinction. It is indisputable that Alexander the Great lived in these years and did these things, and I believe that the result of such and so was this and that. You say so, but you can see how people's concepts of what government should consist of grew. I mean, you had, in Greek and Roman times, you had some elements of democracy, and you had some elements of a judicial system, pretty rudimentary by best standards today, but still you had some.
Right.
And then it gradually, you had some elements of education even, but it was, of course, confined to a minority of people.
When did it move from savagery to sort of civility? Is there a certain...
Well, in most of the world, it came on a different timetable, and there's still parts of the world where you could make the case we haven't quite made that jump. the first stages of it were in India, China, and the Middle East, up to a point, Mesopotamia and Egypt, and that would have been around 1000 BC. And then, as I say, by the time of the Emperor of Augustus, and he and his adoptive father, Julius Caesar, his great uncle, but Julius Caesar adopted him. The two together really governed the known world apart from India and China for nearly 60, well, actually, a little over 70 years, which was astounding, these two men, and they were very, very capable men. And by that time, you had organized government all around the Mediterranean, all through France, through England up to the Scottish border, in Egypt down to the border of Ethiopia, and in the east as far as Iran. It was a functioning government. So, it wasn't a government that made an absolute principle that everyone could say anything they wanted, or that reviewed the leadership of the jurisdiction in completely democratic ways. But there was a process, and in general, it was enforced.
His name is Lord Conrad Black, and he's got a brand new book he's putting out there for you, The Political and Strategic History of the World, Volume 1. And Conrad, I want to keep you around one more segment. I've got a couple things I want to throw at you, so if you don't mind, stick around with us. My name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Like our Facebook thread, The Voice of Freedom. Yes, Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. Do not worry about that. He'll be right here rocking and rolling with you, ready to unleash his political wisdom on the entire country from one sea to another. But when I do come back, a little bit more about the history of the world. And we'll do that with Conrad Black. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Nothing I wouldn't do for my dog Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at pc247health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to pc247health.com. pc247health.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyroot sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back. USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Yes, indeedy. Wayne Allyroot will be here before you know it, right after the top of the hour. I've got a guest coming up in just a few minutes, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We'll dissect all things military and political with him. But for now, Lord Conrad Black again is our guest. We're talking about his latest endeavor, which, again, it's a three-part thing, and this could be, it's fascinating to me, the political and strategic history of the world, volume one, and we're talking a little bit about that. I'm going to circle back to his media days before we run out of time here, but I'm sure this is a very pedestrian question. I'll ask it anyway. You probably get asked it all the time, but as you're digging through all this stuff, who's the one person in history that stands above and beyond everyone else? And then on the reverse side of that, who is the disappointment that we think more of them than they actually accomplished and what they actually were for us?
You mean in this first volume?
Yeah, in the first volume.
Yeah. Look, I think the can I give a couple of people?
Sure, of course.
Well, I think as the public, which I accept, most people aren't terribly preoccupied with the ancient world. Neither was I. But I think most people would, if you asked them, say, well, you know, the ones that are the most famous to me are Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar. And that would be reasonable. I'd add Caesar's, as I say, his successor, Octavian, Augustus, the Emperor Augustus Caesar. But those three would be the most arresting figures. There were others, certainly, but it was astonishing what they accomplished. They were conquerors on the same scale as Napoleon, only they haven't suffered the problem that in the end they were defeated like Napoleon was, so they haven't been denigrated as he has been by the British claimed he was an evil man. I personally don't think he was, but you can make that case. But the what they achieved was absolutely astounding. I mean, Alexander took over the little country of Macedonia, you know, which is now just the southern part of the former Yugoslavia. I think he was technically born in what is now Albania, which is even more obscure. And he built up this empire that extended all the way to India. And he started them all out to learn Greek, which was the most advanced civilization. And he set them up as proper and, you know, let's say humanely governed jurisdictions. And there was no effort to throw him out because he was not the sort of guy who got thrown out of things. But secondly, he gave much better government than they had before. And that was the secret of the Romans. They lowered taxes, facilitated travel and trade all around the Mediterranean and Western Europe, and governed more successfully and more fairly than what had been there before. Now, of course, there's some others who are in this narrative who are important for essentially not exactly non-political reasons, but not for direct government reasons, like Moses, or if you say, or Socrates, for example, both of whom were on the front jacket of the book. But if you talk about people who are a bit surprising, I always assumed, I mean, I'm a Christian, David and Solomon were unambiguously regarded by the Jewish people as very great leaders. But, you know, there's great controversy about them. All sorts of people think they were absolute scoundrels. And I didn't know that until I got into this.
I got to jump in because I'm going to run out of time, and I wanted to ask you. You know, your whole life revolved around the media for so long and with newspaper publications and owning newspapers. I got to ask you. I mean, are you looking at the media landscape right now with incredible disappointment? Do you think they're even remotely doing what they're supposed to be doing?
First question, yes, incredible disappointment. Second question, no, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I'll answer a question you didn't ask, and that is, I think it is dangerous. I mean, all the polls show in the United States, but not uniquely in the United States, it's a similar trend throughout the Western world, which it includes parts of the Far East, like Japan and Australia and so on. There is a majority of view that you can't trust the media, and they have earned that distrust. And we can't run a democracy without a free press. We have to have it. And when the public doesn't trust it, it is indifferent about it. And that is dangerous. Ultimately, that is dangerous. Now, the upside of it is, you know, when I was a young person, and this would apply to, and I'm not that old, this would apply to many of your listeners, the influential media in the United States consisted of three television networks, a couple of newspapers, a couple of magazines, and that was pretty much it. And between them, they divided the entire market.
Listen, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
The pleasure's mine. Thanks for inviting me.
You got it. Have a great one. All right. That was good. All right.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. The House passed legislation extending government funding into March, a step that ensures federal workers will remain on the job, but does nothing about high debt levels, crossings at the southern border, and the war in Ukraine. Concerns about a wider conflict growing as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Pakistan now has carried out strikes in Iran. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Back-to-back storms spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. Last year, over 8,000 cases, but that number is likely to go up. Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected sales. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Sometimes we forget to remind you that you can find Stephen Bucci on Twitter, S. Bucci, on the, on the X now. Of course, you can go to heritage.org to find him there. Stephen, thank you for joining us. As always, last time we talked, we were getting into the Houthis and why we weren't responding. But since then, we've been able to hit back or have been hitting back. Can you give me your 30,000-foot military view of our response to what's going on over in Yemen?
I was happy they did what they did. It's a heck of a lot better than what they had done before, which was very little prior to that. I still think we're being a little tepid in, you know, making sure we minimize the human damage. You know, these are guys who are trying to shoot randomly at ships and are terrorists. And, you know, I don't think you really need to step that lightly with those sort of guys because they don't get it when you send nuanced messages. They're more akin, you know, they prefer the sledgehammer to the scalpel,
right,
as far as their understanding. So I think we could do more. I was pleased when they shot back after that and were shaking their fist that we went after them again, though not quite to the degree that we did in the initial one. So I think a much better response than what has been going on, but still I would be targeting more to hit their leadership and their IRGC Quds Force advisors if we have the intelligence of their location, which I think we do in at least a couple of cases.
Can you explain what the hierarchy is as far as the government goes and their connection to these rebels?
The government in Yemen is kind of impotent. Yemen is almost an ungoverned space, and the Houthis are a major player in that space, acting independent of the government. When the Saudis, the Houthis' big problem up to this point were the Saudis. They think the Saudis are bad guys, and they were shooting at them. The Saudis came back at them hard, kind of with the permission of the Yemeni government. So I'm guessing that we probably at least let Yemen know we were about to hit those targets. We didn't announce it in public, but I don't think we just violated Yemen with absolutely no warning whatsoever. Because the Yemeni government, I'm sure there's some Houthi supporters in it, but they're not like working hand in hand together by any means.
Gotcha. Our guest is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And last week we started to talk about this but ran out of time. I want to ask you, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin underwent a procedure or two or three and was out of the loop, yet didn't tell anybody. We talked about this. And then during that time, we were actually going through some military action. So my question to you is, since you've been involved in that chain of command, does the president actually make these decisions? Do we need a defense secretary? Is he part of the operational process? How does that whole thing work?
Well, there's more than one phone going from the Pentagon to the White House. So, the Secretary of Defense isn't the only one who can send information to the building, the White House, where there are lots of people at work. So, there's the National Military Command Center. They talk to the Operations Center, the sit room in the White House. There's people all over the Pentagon staff who talk to people on the National Security Council staff. However, all that said, this was a problem. When the SecDef goes under a procedure, when they are unavailable for a medical reason like this, there is supposed to be, there's a rule that you have to do a formal exchange of authority to a designated acting SecDef. It's normally the Deputy Secretary of Defense. And everybody has to be notified. The President, the White House, all those people are supposed to be notified. All the primary subordinates of the SecDef, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Service Secretary, the DOD undersecretaries who are, the main players there civilian-wise are all supposed to know that this is going on. I worked for a secretary. Secretary Rumsfeld was very private about particularly his health issues. rules, and he followed them. And we always had to do that. Even if, you know, if you're going doing something and it offends people, I'm sorry. If you have something like colostomy,
right?
Or colonoscopy,
yeah.
You know, and you're really under the anesthetic for less than an hour. But for that period, there has to be an acting Secretary of Defense because you don't know what's going to happen during that hour.
Correct.
And what they did, and we still don't know all the details, who made the decision, who gave the order to not pass on the information. If Austin said, don't tell anybody, nobody else needs to know this, I'm still in charge, it's not a big deal, then he potentially should be fired because he knowingly violated the rules. If this was the emergency situation, you know, if they did tell people on 22 December that he had the original procedure, okay, that they did that right. But then when it turned into the emergency as they got complications and he got rushed to the hospital in an ambulance, he's in the ICU, presumably not capable of doing what he's supposed to do, and they didn't tell anybody, that's a process foul. Somebody broke the rule.
Right.
And if it was Austin who directed it, shame on him. If his chief of staff said, well, you know what, we could just cover this up. We'll do a President Wilson thing where you don't tell anybody he had a stroke for 2 years. Let Mrs. Wilson run things. We don't do that anymore.
Right.
And so we need to know who made that decision, and whoever made that decision needs to pay a price for it. Whether, the president wants to accept Austin's resignation over it, that's the president's business. But somebody should at least chewed out in public for what they did. And I'm not seeing that yet.
How long does it take when you all decide on, let's say, a Yemen strike? Do you have to run it by all those entities that you had just mentioned and eventually to the President of the United States, who would then give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
No. All those people don't need to know about that, but most of them do because they're part of the planning process. You don't do one of these, the President or the SecDef doesn't say, you know what, let's go bomb Yemen, and all of a sudden planes are taken off. There's planning that has to go on. There's target selection. There's coordination for logistics. We can do it pretty fast, but it takes the knowledge of a lot of people. So yeah, ultimately the SecDef or the acting SecDef and the president are supposed to be the ones who make the decision.
Right.
And in this case, I'm assuming the president did approve the strike. Who in DOD made the final recommendation to the president that this is the right thing to do? I mean, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is supposed to be there. He's the primary uniformed advisor to the president. But the SecDef or the SecDef's official representative, an acting person, is supposed to be involved in that process. How they did all that without Austin being around and no one designated until like the fifth or sixth, as the acting, and the deputy SecDef in that case was in Puerto Rico on vacation. So she wasn't even in the building.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Let's switch gears. We've got an issue at the southern border where Texas Governor Glenn Abbott has basically blocked off an entrance point using his National Guard. The feds are not happy about it. You've got tensions rising. What's your thoughts on this?
We don't ever like to have this. We like to have cooperation between, at those points where the responsibility of the federal government and the state governments touch each other. Foreign borders are one of those. Obviously, the land on the border is part of the state. The state is responsible for it. But the federal government is supposed to be responsible for monitoring and managing issues between the two countries. There's been a lot of confusion and a lot of conflict with this administration and particularly the government of Texas, but some of the other border states as well from the beginning. When Texas decided they wanted to put up, those big floating barriers on the river so you couldn't ride boats across, or swim across, that became an issue. And the federal government did just go take them down. They had to go to court to get permission to do that. Same thing with some of the barbed wire and stuff that they put up to block some of the passages that are illegal crossing points. They're not legal crossing points that the federal government runs. They're in between them. But there's been some legal wrangling that's gone on. And this is the latest version of that where the state took over a park that was fast becoming an illegal staging area on Texas ground.
Right.
For these people that came across the river, they sit there, they set up tents, and wait for the feds to come get them and process them and send them on their way. And the state said, we're not going to play that anymore.
Right.
This is Texas terrain. We control it. Feds, you're not doing it, so we're going to take it over, and you guys are done here. And, you know, Governor Abbott has several times in the last couple of years shown a pretty stiff spine in doing what he feels is in the interest of his constituents in the state of Texas.
Stephen, I got to jump in. We're out of time. Thanks again. I appreciate it. Stephen Bucci, S. Bucci on Twitter, Heritage Foundation. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. All these great stations, dozens of stations from one coast to another. And I am lucky enough to get a chance to broadcast from Long Island all the way out to California and everywhere in between. Christopher, our producer extraordinaire, is down in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, making it all go. I want to play you some audio. And this comes from a group of pro-Palestinian protesters who are walking on New York's Upper East Side. And they're approaching the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And inside that cancer center, as these hundreds of people are walking by, in the windows are a group of sick kids. Kids with cancer. Kids that are fighting for their lives. And these protesters who are walking on the outside, all wearing their Palestinian colors, they have the Palestinian flags, their signs that say end genocide, cease fire, enough is enough. They point their anger at this hospital. And they point their anger at the children inside. I want you to listen to this audio.
As we talk about another complicit institution, Memorial Sloan Kettering Center.
She says, make sure they hear you. They're in the windows. And then the video pans to the hospital. And it shows children in the windows. These are kids fighting for their lives, shaved heads, with drawn faces, with cancer, fighting to live. And these pieces of human trash out front, with their feigned anger, their complete classless continue their rant.
Hey, shame on you!
You support genocide Jews. All the folks with their hijabs on, all with their Muslim guard, walking down a street in New York City. And one of my callers made a great point the other day, which was, try doing that in a Muslim country. Try having a protest in a Muslim country. See what happens then. It's only in America, places like America, or Israel, where you could stand up for your rights. Free speech is a marvelous thing. It's a wonderful thing. For a lot of different reasons. One of those reasons is it exposes the most terrible people among us. What kind of monster do you have to be to direct your rage at children dying of cancer? What kind of monster do you have to be to do that? These people are why it's impossible to support anything that flows through the Muslim community. We're on two different wavelengths. Completely. You want to hear one more time? You want to hear people directing this feigned outrage, this ignorant outrage at children who are fighting for their lives? Faces of the children in the windows are clearly visible. This is the kind of monster that you have aligned yourself with. Good luck with that. Despicable behavior. Awful. That's it for me. I gotta go. Wayne Allen Root has arrived and he is up next. As always, if you want to reach out to me over the weekend, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's leelcradio@gmail.com. Throw a message up on the Facebook, my Twitter handle. Please like and subscribe my YouTube page. I now have a Rumble page as well, so we're sort of covering all the bases to try to make sure the word gets out on some of the things that we talk about. But Wayne is ready to rock and roll here on this Friday night. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Enjoy the football if you can. If I were you, I would not even think about changing the dial. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.